Coming up on 7:22, Carla Blanton with the Commerce Lexington is with us. Carla, good morning.
Good morning.
You are ending the your term as the chairman of the board, right?
I am. I've served through the end of the calendar year, so I've got a few more weeks left.
Well, hopefully, so you're going to be with us next week, I hope?
Yes, I will be.
Okay. And then the next week, I guess the new person is Mark Turner, huh?
Well, Mark is the communications director, so he's going to be working, I think, with you all to identify who will be taking my place in terms of interviews. Yeah.
Well, we'll miss you, Carla.
Oh, thank you. I'll miss you all. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you've given us some great information in your term, and I know you've done a great job for Commerce Lexington. Visitor industry is a key strategic target for economic development. Tell us more.
It is. So our industry, visitor industry, as everyone can imagine, is pretty booming. We've got great destinations and attractions such as Keeneland, the Horse Park, Kentucky Bourbon Trail, UK Basketball, and just the horse farm industry in general. So we draw in more than 2.8 million visitors annually and employ more than 46,000 people. So because of that, Commerce Lexington and Visit Lex, which is the Convention and Visitors Bureau, have recently joined together with a more formal partnership, and we're developing strategies to recruit associations and business meetings to the area. We meet quarterly to discuss how we can improve the experience, how we can market it, what incentives or things we can provide. You know, the other thing is it's just a great opportunity to introduce people to the region, and hopefully as these business owners or CEOs or high-level executives come for a conference, they see what a great place this is, and we hope then that we can attract them on a more permanent basis and bring jobs, additional jobs, to the region.
And so far we've done a pretty good job of that, haven't we?
We have, and we've just got a great team of people here, and we've got such great hospitality that that it's a real attraction for folks, so it makes our job easier.
And I understand that in Smart Assets Financial Technology Company, they looked at the top cities in the United States, and we're ranked pretty high.
We are. They rank the top 25 among cities to buy a family home, and Lexington came in at 19th in the country. So that's a pretty great thing that we can brag about. And what they did was they looked at six different factors to determine how cities were in terms of being able to buy a home that was big enough to accommodate and raise a family. And they looked at median home values, rental costs, the average property tax rate, the percentage of homes that have at least two bedrooms, the median housing cost as it relates to your income, and then just the percentage of homeowners whose housing they feel is too burdensome from them. So we ranked really well on all of those. And so just bottom line is we're still an affordable place to live and do business. So that's something, in addition to, you know, tourism and all the other things that we market, it's something that we market to folks as they're looking about where to locate.
Sounds great. Carla, thank you.